Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you can. It's there for your advantage. It's there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. All of the resources that are there, including our archives, our articles, the Brain Trust members, the blog, which you can subscribe to, our newsletter, which comes once a week, by email on Sunday afternoon, just like clockwork. They're setting the atomic clock now by the timing of my newsletter. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And you can subscribe there. It's all free, thanks to our good, outstanding corporate partners, which we are very proud of, and we hope you are too. I'm excited about having Eric Reed on the show, folks. Eric Reed and I have known each other for a long time. He's Director of Marketing Issues and Policy for Verizon Communications. You know who Verizon is. You know that name very well. Eric and I have been seeing each other quite a bit over the years at small business events, and he's always there, always working hard for small business, and I don't know why, but up to now, we just haven't had him on the show, and we're going to fix that right now. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm glad to be able to talk to small businesses today about how technology will be able to enhance the ability for them to seek new avenues for opportunities and also to grow their businesses.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here, and that's the reason we got you here, because other than your pretty face, we need to know what you know there, Eric. Telecommunications, for decades, over a century, the telephone in the office has been very important to businesses, to small businesses. But over the last decade or so, it's become more, not so much telephonic as much as it has telecommunications, hasn't it?
You're exactly right. The Internet has now brought about new technologies which will allow small businesses to be more creative in offering their services to small businesses. Like you talked about, decades ago, it was mainly about voice communication services.
Right.
Now we're talking about video. We're talking about on-demand sort of resources. We're talking about data. We're talking about robust sort of broadband pipes that are able to converge all sorts of various technologies, whether it's wireline DSL or fiber or cable modem. There's emerging technologies that are out there in the wireless world, such as 3G and EVDO. These sort of technologies now allow small businesses to stay connected with their customers across many various mediums and at affordable prices.
Well, look at what we do. I mean, we have a newsletter we send out to thousands of subscribers every week.
Absolutely,
we have a blog that we allow people to subscribe to. It's new in that most people are still just finding out about it. Real simple syndication, which is another technology that runs along those big pipes that you were talking about, that allows us to reach out and touch our audience. And those are just a couple of dozens of different ways that people can use telecommunications.
Well, you're exactly right, and I think you brought up a good point talking about the Internet and the new medias that are out there. Instead of talking to people on your cell phone or on your landline phone, you can now connect with your customers with websites, which is critical for conducting e-commerce applications, for getting information out to your customers about your product. It serves as a new interface for you, for small businesses, to not only reach out into local and regional markets, but now they can expand their opportunities to go across domestic and even global markets.
Absolutely. Another thing, Eric, that I've noticed over the years, one of the advantages of having as much gray hair as I have is that I've lived through, some pretty significant changes in the marketplace. And when I was a young pup salesperson way back, many years ago, actually some decades ago, I was actually my customer's internet. And here's what I mean by that. I brought them information that they didn't have. With regard to my industry, they needed to know things that my company knew that they told me, taught me, and then I took that to my customers and delivered that information, and so I educated my customers.
That's
today,
right.
Today, and then what happened was we got the Internet.
That's
people,
right.
And people said, okay, I'll go to your website and I'll learn about that. So then the salespeople didn't have to go out and educate customers. They learned about things online. And so, but they still, but then that was customers coming to you.
That's right.
Now customers are saying, you know what? I want you to come to me again. I already have what I need. I want you to bring me the things that I want, and I want you to send those to me. And so that's what email marketing is doing. That's what some of the marketing on that's happening with cell phones. That's what the blogs are doing. That's what podcasting is doing. Customers are wanting you to come back to see them online, aren't they?
You're exactly right. I mean, customers love to have the ability to seek information and make purchases on their time now. The Internet is a 24/7 marketplace where they can seek out information on their time. And like you said, business owners can now focus on creating new opportunities as opposed to being a sole conduit for information. Having that 24-hour storefront is imperative in today's marketplace. But the kicker as well is customers need to feel secure when they're using your website. They need to feel like their information, whether it's credit card or any sort of other privacy data that's going to be out there on the Internet, is going to be protected. There's a number of solutions that not only Verizon but also a number of other companies are working on to make sure that small businesses can encrypt emails at lower prices. For instance, we have a product which will allow just the two users to interface, the business owner and the customer, mm-hmm. to use encryption, and they can send emails back and forth, and it's password protected. The service for a small business owner is invaluable. It's only $6.95 a month. That is extremely cheap.
So that would allow salespeople in the field, people in other parts of the country where they're working virtually, to exchange critical confidential information and feel like it's safe, which regular email, by the way, folks, is not that, it can be intercepted. And when we come back, I want you to hit on that some more when we come back after these messages. The whole concept of encrypting your email and making sure that your information is secure, which is a big part of being successful online these days. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Eric Reed is our guest. He's with Verizon. Stay with us. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there. Great band. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our friend Eric Reed, your new friend, my old friend. We've been around a long time together, and just now getting Eric on the show. Looking forward to having many more visits with you, Eric, because you got a lot of good information you can help us with. And I'm glad you brought up this email security issue, because you get the idea that most people think when they send an email it's like a private phone call. That nobody's going to intercept it or whatever. It can't get lost. It can't wander around out there. And if somebody wanted it, they couldn't get it. You know, it's just pretty much private. Most of the time, it's that way. But basically, the only reason you've got security with email is just because, you know, people haven't chosen to intercept it. Is that right, Eric?
Right. You're exactly right. I was looking at some market data last night, and according to some research that I found, you know, getting to the point you're talking about, the public doesn't fully understand the emails that go across the public Internet can be intercepted if someone really wanted to hack into it. But according to some market research, with 82% of savvy business owners and managers who send email over the Internet are aware that business and customer data is potentially at risk of interception. So a lot of our small businesses are aware of the potentials of proprietary information being intercepted, but they don't fully understand what are the sort of resources that are out there that network providers and ISPs are making available to them to have their networks more secure. I mean, any sort of business that sends or receives email containing confidential information understands that if that stuff gets intercepted one time or if there is one instance of a security breach, their whole business model could unravel.
That's
and that
right.
includes their e-commerce strategy as well. So,
let me throw out another idea for folks to think about. Eric, my audience knows for a long time now, I've been reminding small business owners that because of technology, because of the democratization of technology, the incrementalization of not only technology, but the applications and the pricing for small businesses have the ability to compete for much more elaborate, much more sophisticated levels of business than ever before, and that means they're dealing with bigger companies that demand this kind of sophistication, this kind of security, or at least attention, at least the knowledge of and the ability to use this kind of capability when necessary.
And so
if you're trying to deal with larger companies, folks, more sophisticated companies than you have been in the past, and they ask you about email encryption, you know, because they say if we do business, we're going to be sending you stuff. What's your email encryption capability? And you don't know what they're talking about. Guess what, folks? You don't get invited back to the next party.
You're exactly right. Increasingly, larger companies that are partnering with smaller companies that are outsourcing various solutions and strategies understand that, you know, small and large businesses both understand that security is the heart and soul of their businesses these days. If any sort of information, any sort of proprietary information is leaked out either over the internet or through a memo or through whatever, it can ultimately take away any sort of competitive advantage that they once used to have.
Right.
So, large businesses are increasingly partnering with smaller businesses, trying to make sure through the supply chain that the information that they're going to share is going to be over secured networks and broadband, whether it's wireless or wireline using fiber or, you know, EVDO or WiMAX technologies, that that any of the data or information traveling across those pipes is going to be protected.
Right. Eric, you guys have got a good you offer some good services for small businesses. And folks, as you know, one of my jobs is to introduce you to good companies that do that. And then you know, that gives you a good place to start. When I introduce you to these folks, you can start there and then go find, you know, if they don't have what you need, go find what you need, but at least you can start. And I'd like to encourage you to start with Verizon. Go ahead and give us that website, Eric.
It's www.verizon.com, and there you'll be able to find all sorts of different DSL and fiber and also wireless capabilities that will enable your businesses to be able to move forward and to be able to stay always on and always connected. You know, Jim, it's funny because you talked about competition in the marketplace, and we are very excited about the way technology is evolving, and we have a number of services and products that are out there that will cater to the needs of each and every specific small business that's out there. Some may need a DSL solution, some may need a fiber solution, but also coupled with an EVDO solution. You're someone that travels all the time, and you understand this. You need to be connected all the time to your listeners.
Absolutely.
You can have a broadband connection over wireless capabilities of 700 kilobits per second for only $59.95 per month. It's called broadband access, and that's through Verizon Wireless.
Wow.
That is unbelievable capabilities.
Can I use that driving down the road in my car?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. That's my next step. I haven't got that capability yet. Hey, Eric, I got to wrap it up, but you're going to be on the stage at the U.S. Chamber today for a panel in a little while, aren't you?
You're exactly right. I guess at 10:45 till noon, I'm going to be talking about small businesses being able to use technologies. The panel is called High Speed to Profits. I invite everybody to come to Access 2006 if you're not already here. And, Jim, I understand that you're also going to be hosting a panel. I can't wait to hear.
Right after you are. Yeah, we're going to give them the 1-2 punch. Hey, Eric, thank you for
being here.
Good job. I'll see you in a little bit.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Quick break. Right back with Dr. Martin Regalia. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.